Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation talking about the challenge of Japan in just a moment.
It's big event sale time at Express Ranches in Yukon. Please join us at our 29th annual big event Angus production sale Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. Friday's sale begins at 1 p.m. and will feature over 250 fall calving cows and two-year-olds, many with calves at their side by sale day. Saturday the 17th, the big event sale begins at 11 a.m., auctioning off over 300 head of elite Angus, including donor females, spring pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and more. Among these will be 50 spring-born show prospects that support the Express Ranches Scholarship Program, which has already awarded over $4 million in scholarship money to students throughout the U.S. and Canada. Express Ranches is the largest seed stock producer in the country and has just been named Angus Breeder of the Year for the 9th year in a row. Come see for yourself August 16th and 17th. For more information on the big event sale, including times, directions, and complete sales catalog, visit expressranches.com.
We're behind the eight ball when it comes to selling beef into Japan. Dan Hallstrom of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says, despite the challenges of higher tariffs against U.S. beef versus our major competitors, we've been able to hang in there pretty well.
You know, we're flat in Japan, $2.1 billion in sales, so that's the good news. And that's in the face of some very stiff headwinds with the differential duty of, 12 to 13% difference versus Australia. The problem is that number only gets bigger over time. And so that's the bad news. The good news is the administration is getting some momentum on a Japan-U.S. ag fast-track deal. So we're enthusiastic. We're excited about the possibilities there of doing something sooner rather than later, because time's slipping by if we're not careful.
Now, when it comes to the realities of having to deal with this 12, 13% differential on the tariff, how do you market our product? In other words, how do you work the plan knowing that you've got that much of a price differential going in?
Well, that's a good question. The advantage we have going in is we have some of the best quality product in the world. High-quality, grain-fed, very rich-tasting product that, for the most part, is different than our competitor, including Australia. So that's the advantage that we have going in. But, everything's, in the end, comes down to economics. And so my argument would be is if we didn't have this duty disadvantage, if we were on par, imagine how good the numbers could be. That's really the way we're looking at it. Meanwhile, we're going in, we're playing some defense, so to speak, and with key accounts, protecting our turf with the hopes that, like I said, we can get some sort of progress soon on a like type of ag agreement.
Segueing from our challenges in Japan to the USMCA deal that we're waiting to get ratified, Dan Hallstrom says the key for U.S. beef is south of the border as far as our ability to sell beef to Mexico.
I don't need to tell you, Ron, to our business, Mexico is equally as important as Asia because the product mix is different. Asia tends to focus on the chuck roll and some of the steak products out of the middle meats and short plates, tongues, things like this. Mexico is heavily reliant on the rounds. So the fact that you have, the fore quarter to one area or region of the world and the hind quarter to another, it's about product mix. So I can't, being our second largest volume market, Mexico in a lot of ways is just as important as Japan. So getting something done on NAFTA 2.0 or USMCA is critical, and we're optimistic that momentum is being made there that after the congressional recess this fall that something can get done.
I know that there's obviously a lot of other things that are some real positives going on right now outside of the markets that we've covered thus far. What's one or two that really has impressed you or really excites you?
Well, I think one market we don't talk much about is Taiwan. Taiwan's been absolutely on fire. They have a Niku or a meat boom going on similar to Japan and Korea. We were up 50% last year, and it's up 12 or 13% this year. But getting some more momentum within Asia is always a good thing for demand. And, another area, you're looking at Southeast Asia, places like the Philippines are also getting pretty exciting. And the Caribbean region in general is up big. So if you look at our chart for value from a year ago, virtually every major market was up, and some were up big, like Korea,
Now, speaking of Korea.
Yeah, Korea is amazing. I mean, we're almost 1.7 billion in sales last year, number two market behind Japan, growth in all segments. And this year we're up 11% off of a record last year. That surprised me a bit because, you know, nothing goes up forever, but boy, Korea is giving it a try. And we're excited. We're even seeing some new things really start to emerge in Korea. Of course, the big news a year and a half ago was Costco on the retail side going 100% to U.S. beef, but we're seeing some emergence into the institutional segment, which typically has been supplied primarily by Australia grass-fed. So we're excited to see some new opportunities in existing markets as well.
Dan Hallstrom of the USMEF. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th, it's the 35th Annual Ranch Rodeo, hosted by the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Come see cowboys from 12 historic Oklahoma ranches compete for bragging rights in 5 events, all in support of the Children's Hospital Foundation. The games begin at 7 p.m., but get there early to shop the trade show or hang out all day Saturday for the Ranch Horse Competition and Kids Dummy Roping. Reserve your tickets today at LazyE.com or call 800-595-RIDE. That's 800-595-RIDE.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.